Now, the thing about animals is this behavior that's instinctual and this behavior that's learned. If you raise lambs on a nanny goat, when those ram lambs grow up, they will try to breed with goats. Bird mating rituals are an example of completely hardwired behavior. The modern word is fixed action pattern. I like the old-fashioned word instinct. I also like to call them nature's little software programs. You know, and he will fluff up his rear end, and she'll fluff up her rear end, and he struts around, and it just is sort of like an interacting pair of computer programs. Doesn't require any thinking. And on a horse, if the little foal is nursing, that stimulates the hardwired grooming behavior. And just to demonstrate that really is hardwired, you know, if you have a mare that's got a foal and you scratch her on the udder next to the gate, she'll do it to the gate. Now, that's very brainless behavior. But that doesn't mean that a horse is not capable of thinking. Well, and animals definitely can do learned behavior, such as figuring out how to break fences. The only reason why cattle and horses don't break out of fences is because they don't know they can. And most of them never learn. Do animals have true thinking? You know, cognition or thinking is the ability to solve problems under new conditions. This is a definition of thinking that Marion Stamp Dawkins has. It's a definition I really like. She likes to define cognition by what it's not. It's not operant or classical conditioning. You know, simple associative learning, like a rat in a Skinner box, or clicker training your dog. That's simple associative learning. That doesn't require thinking. It's also not the hardwired instinctual behavior, these sort of little software programs. You know, your dog will do that little play bow. That's instinctual. Bulls will do the flaming when they smell a female in estrus and they go like that. That is a hardwired behavior. There's been some very interesting experiments on thinking and cognition in birds. And some experiments that were published in Science demonstrated that a crow could figure out how to bend a paperclip to get a little bucket out of a tube. There's a little bucket hidden down in a tube, and the crow would bend the wire to get out the bucket. And the way this experiment was done is you first start out giving the crow bent paperclips. It learns how to do it. And then one day you give it straight ones, and it gets really frustrated putting it down in there. And then one day it sticks it in a crack and bends it. Now that is problem solving. Well, the female crow did it, and then her boyfriend just stole it all. Another group of interesting experiments have involved blue jays. And blue jays live in a lab, like to hide their worm treats from other jays, and they hide them in ice cube trays that are filled up with sawdust. Now, the jays know when another jay is looking, and they wait until the other jay turns away when he's not looking. Then they hide their worm treat. And there's a lot of controversy in the autism field about theory of mind and knowing what's going on in other people's minds. Well, this jay certainly knows that if the other bird sees where he hides his treat, it's going to get ripped off. And they also have done some further experiments that show how the jays can plan for the future and store some food in a room that they're going to be in the future so they'll have some breakfast the next morning. You know, another big question is consciousness. There's some philosophers that think that you have to have language in order to be fully conscious. I mean, I go, that's just ridiculous. You see, for me, language narrates the slideshow that's in my brain. Now, I think the beginning of consciousness is the orienting response. I'm sure you've all seen a deer. A deer hears the sound, and he goes, and he looks like that. And he looks. And while he's doing that, he makes a decision. Do I keep looking? Do I run away or do I graze? There's a decision made. It's not a reflex like you scratch the horse on the belly and it groomed the colt. That's instinctual. And it's not a reflex like pulling your hand off a hot stove. That's just a reflex. It's making a decision between different choices. That's the beginning of thinking. You know, quite a few years ago, we did an experiment where sheep had a choice. They could either go down and be held in a tilt table, or there was this dreadful thing that they sell called an electronic immobilizer that was advertised as a humane way to restrain animals. It just shocks them. It's just absolutely awful. And I wanted to show that this was really bad. So We gave the sheep a choice between a tilt table for hoof trimming or this dreadful immobilizer thing, put them in a chute that had a Y, and the sheep could go down one side to the shocker and the other side to the tilt table. And you give them a choice. Well, after they'd experienced both sides, the sheep would come up to the decision point and they'd go like this. Well, that's not a reflex. She was trying to remember which way to go. And they chose the tilt table. In fact, I was able to train the sheep to voluntarily go on the tilt table for food treats. They didn't think the tilt table was bad at all. See, in my mind, I can see the decision-making process in my mind. I don't have any subconscious. I got no Freudian subconscious. I see all the Freudian stuff. Oh, little web pages pop up here and there, but I know better than to talk about them.